Well, everybody, welcome to episode 193 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to talk some Ankeny volleyball tonight. In a little while, we'll be talking with new Ankeny head coach, Danny Cahoot-Lynch. It's a hard name to say. But right now, my first guest is a senior middle hitter for the Hawkettes. Last year, she had 147 kills and hit 338 as Ankeny won a share of the CIML Iowa Conference title and reached the semifinals of the Class 5A state tournament before finishing with a 40-6 record. She is Myra Carlson. Myra, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Hey. Glad to have you here. Well, you guys had an exciting opening tournament there on Tuesday night over at the Dallas Center Grimes. You guys went 4-0 to win that tournament. Obviously, you guys played well. You had to be really happy with the way the team played.
Yeah.
All right. We had a little technical glitch there, but we had to change some headphones. I think you'll be able to hear Myra a little bit better now. So we'll going into the tournament, Myra, I mean, what question marks did you have about the team? I mean, certainly coming into the new season with a new coach, I mean, there were some question marks, but what questions did you have about the team?
I think I was mostly just excited to see how everything was going to come together. I mean, we've had a few coaches at Ankeny, and so I think we're all just anxious to see how everything was going to go, but I think we're all really happy with how the team's been doing and performing, and I'm excited to see where we go.
Well, of course, you guys had a huge challenge right off the bat. You had to play your crosstown rival, Ankeny Centennial, and I know you're always excited to play them, but coming off, you know, the loss to them last year, I'm sure you guys were anxious to play them. I mean, what a win for you guys there to open up the season, huh?
Yeah, that was a great game. It was a tough team to play against, but our team came out and just really played simple volleyball and tried to be really purposeful with what we were doing, and at the end, it worked out for us.
Obviously, the players are really familiar with the Centennial players. I don't know how much Coach knew about them since she's new to the system, but you know, what did you think was the key to beating them?
I think we really just had to go in with energy and expect them to really just be a tough team. They're always a tough team to play, and we did a lot of practicing, knowing what to expect, and at the end of the day, we just tried to be really purposeful with what we were doing and calm on our side. And we really put a lot of good plays together and ended up being good for us.
Well, I was over there for that match, and it's kind of a different setting over there at DCG, the tournament. It got pretty loud in there, didn't it?
Okay.
Was it kind of hard to communicate with your teammates when it's so loud?
A little bit. Genetic team. We know how to communicate with each other, so.
Well, then you followed up that win over Centennial with three more. You beat Dowling and DCG and Southeast Polk. You guys did drop a couple of sets along the way, but you were able to win all those matches. So, yeah, you got to be happy with that 4-0 start. Overall, how did you feel like you guys played throughout the tournament?
I think we did great. I think that we had ups put in. Everyone just played their best, and a lot of people went in there and did their job super well, and I'm really proud of how everyone came together. I mean, our back row was playing great the whole day, and Jessa Wallace did a great job on Tuesday, so I'm really proud of them.
You guys have had to adjust to a new coach. Of course, previously you played for Coach Wims, you know, who's been a legendary coach for a long time. Has that been a big adjustment for you guys, you know, to adjust to the new coach?
I think it's an adjustment, but we've been really fortunate to have a lot of coaches with it's paid off to have a lot of different just takes on the game, and it's made us a better team, I think.
How'd you describe her coaching style? How does she differ from Coach Wims?
I think that there's a lot of similarities and also a lot of differences. She brings a lot of confidence and energy, and I think that our team can go really far with the confidence that she brings.
But you still have assistant coach Sam Sheldon with you. That probably helped to have, you know, her along for the transition, don't you think?
Yeah, Sam's great. She brings knowledge and just a lot of energy to games and practices, and she's always awesome to have in the gym with us.
Well, of course, you guys did have to replace a few players from last year, probably most notably Ava Reynolds, but you do have several players back from last year, and of course, you're a senior now. Are you trying to be more of a leader for the team?
Yeah, of course. I think, honestly, Ava, she was a great player. And so a lot of us seniors are just going to try to take that leadership role and try to take this team as far as we can.
What kind of goals do you have for this season?
I think goals are to continue to get better and win games, but also the ultimate goal is to try to win state. And I think we can get there with the hard work that we're putting in.
Now on Saturday, you guys will be playing in the Centennial Invitational. You could see Centennial again over there. Well, what other teams are in that term? Who could you see?
Centennial and a few other tough teams. So we're really going to have to be prepared and make sure that we're playing our best on Saturday.
Well, I would say Liberty is ranked at number one in the preseason rankings. You guys were number five. When those rankings came out, I mean, what did you think of being ranked fifth? Is that about where you thought maybe you guys would be?
I think I could expect us to be there, but I also know that we have a lot of room to grow, and I expect us to slowly get higher on that list.
Well, of course, the CIM all is always so strong in volleyball, and I see this year that the top three teams are all from Eastern Iowa, but you know how strong the CIML is, and I'm sure you wouldn't be surprised if a CIML team ends up winning state, would you?
So just excited to see how it shakes out and what everyone brings to all the games.
Looking beyond this year, are you thinking about playing volleyball in college? Have you looked at any schools yet or talked to any coaches?
Yep, a few. Club season starts.
Do you know what you want to study in college yet?
Decision as well.
Well, you got some time to figure it out, so.
Yep.
Well, hey, Myra, thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, my next guest is the new head coach of the Ankeny volleyball team, and on Tuesday night, she guided the fifth-ranked Hawkettes to a 4-0 record in the championship of the Dallas Center Grimes Invitational, and that was highlighted by a win over crosstown rival Ankeny Centennial. She is Dani Kohut Lynch. Did I get that name right? That's a hard name to say. Well, congratulations on winning the title over there, DCG. I don't know if you could ask for a better start to the season. You have to be really happy with how the girls responded.
I was so proud of them, and getting those first game jitters, and then you see that we play against Ankeny Centennial in town rivals, and then so coming up with four wins, I could not be more proud of how the team played and how we prepared for it, and it's just really fun to see.
Well, going into the tournament, what were the biggest question marks that you had about this team?
I don't know, I'm not gonna lie, we didn't have a great practice before that, maybe crappy practice, but just felt a little off, it was the first day of school kind of thing, and, the first day of school meeting where they were at, after a day that was not typical or their first day of school, and they just came together and it was just seamless. It was just really nice to see everything just fit together well. It's big, which is a good thing. And so we're like, where do we put them? So the pretty much questions that we had, we kind of had that answered after our scrimmage at Centennial. So it was just nice to see everyone kind of do their part and make their teammate better.
Your team had a huge challenge right off the bat, to having to face its crosstown rival, which was coming off a big win over number 10 Dowling. Now, this was your first taste of the Jayhawk rivalry, and even though the setting was a little different over there at this tournament, you know, it was still a pretty intense match, wasn't it?
Six of all kind of thing, you know, we don't really get our shoots too high and too low, and just playing where we know we can keep our heads. And I think they did a really good job.
You'd been out of coaching for a couple seasons, so I don't know how familiar you are with many of the players around the CIML. Did you know much about the Centennial players before that match, or did you just kind of have to rely on some of your players, you know, for some information?
I mean, yeah, it's been a couple years. So, I mean, and like I said, yes, Alice does a very nice job with her squad, so I knew going in, it was going to be a battle.
Oh, this being your first match, you know, did you guys just try to go out and do what you do best rather than focus on your opponent?
Yeah, and I think we're going to have that be a main theme in what we do this season, and I think, focusing on what we can't control the end, we can control the end, and so that they can control the end. Going forward, that has to be a theme every day.
Well, I know Coach Reinhardt told me that, you know, her team didn't play their best against you guys and that maybe you exposed some of their weaknesses. But what did you think was the key to winning that match?
I think we did a really good job with that. And we certainly had some seeds and some disappointments. In the circumstances, it could be huge. Sometimes they seem to offer them, but they still have some fire power, and they were serving back at us really well too. So,
Your team then followed up that win with three more. You defeated Dowling in three sets. You swept Southeast Polk in two, and then you closed out the tournament with another three-set win over DCG. Now, you guys did drop a set, close set, to both Dowling and DCG before you bounced back to win that third set. Do you think that those teams just kind of raised their level of play a little bit, or did you guys maybe not play as well?
DCG came to play that day. Like, it was their meet. They came to miss an awful down Catholic as well. Let's get ready to go. So they earned that sympathy to both Dowling and ourselves. So yeah, they came ready to play, and then Dowling Catholic, I mean, we knew that was going to be a battle moving into it. They are giant human beings, and they are disciplined as well. So it was just me that was going to be a tough one.
I haven't had a chance to look through all the stats yet, but I know you told me earlier that your offense was pretty balanced that day. So did you feel like you spread the ball around pretty well?
Absolutely, yeah. Having, you know, Awen and Parker, and so it was really nice just to see everyone, like, contribute and all of the defense on the other side, yeah.
After being away from the game for a couple of years, you know, did you have any nerves before the tournament, or are you just so focused on what the team needed to do?
I always get those free dinners.
Myra said that you guys used some different lineups. You played some other players, subbed in some different players. Do you think this is going to be a pretty deep team, or do you eventually want to get down to like an 8 or 9 player rotation? When he said that the team would need to fine-tune some things, you know, before this weekend, and of course you will be playing in the Centennial Invitational on Saturday, so you could see the Jaguars again. What are the areas that you feel like you need to clean up a little bit?
Just always that ball control, that serve and pass. those like lack of communication errors and stuff like that, and just minimize those as much as we can. Let the team on the other side make the mistakes and just be patient, and nothing's developing around us. We can't fix anything. So just be mindful and keeping your wits about us.
Of course, Centennial will be there, and then Myra told me that obviously Liberty will be there. Are there going to be some other top teams there?
Home Atlanta, yes. So we are in a pool with Iowa City, Liberty, Sioux City North, ourselves, and Council of
Abraham. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they are top teams. And just, it's a challenge early. So it's going to be a grind. It's going to be a battle. Ready.
Of course, you guys were ranked fifth in the preseason. You know, when those rankings came out, you know, what was your reaction? Is that about where you expected to be?
I never know what those rankings, right? Like, it's based off of the pack year and everything. I don't like to read it too much into it early on, and be able to see that it's a marathon, a sprint. But yeah, being number five, it's an honor that, you know, to be out there, and, you know, we want to honor that and keep it as much as we can, but know that we are in a top conference and we play a lot of top tournaments, so we have to be ready to uphold that.
Top three teams in the rankings are all from Eastern Iowa, because after Liberty, it's Cedar Falls and Pleasant Valley. Do you know if you have a chance to see those teams this season?
Well, Pleasant Valley is also at the tournament this weekend.
Oh, okay. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I know when you were hired, you told me that you were hoping to pick Coach Wims' brain because, you know, he's obviously got a lot of knowledge. He's been coaching here for such a long time. Was he able to help you some, you know, with the transition to the new position?
Not really. He kind of, they train the kids, and it's so fun to like, just learn from them. They kind of through Coach Wims, you know, kind of through osmosis, I guess.
Sure. Well, I'm sure it's been an adjustment for the girls too, but do you feel like they've handled it pretty well?
Yeah, I think so. Like, you know, I'm a big relationship person, and
Well, Myra told me that her ultimate goal, of course, is to win a state title. And I know it's early, but from what you've seen thus far, and of course, you'll probably learn a lot more this weekend, but, you know, do you feel like this is a team that could be playing, you know, into that first week in November? Should be a fun season. Looking forward to the rest of it. Good luck the rest of the way, Coach. Thanks for coming tonight.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
You bet. All right. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients. You're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight from the Ankeny Volleyball Program. I really appreciate the time from both of those ladies. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.